刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌也是礼拜五晚上我们在北边聚会所唱的首诗歌。
The hymn that we were singing was also the hymn that we sang at the Friday Bible study.
我要说的不是我们唱一首歌，我要讲说我们是同感一灵。
I'm not saying that we're singing the same song, but that we have we're in one spirit.
我们再翻到看一处圣经，在《使徒行传》第十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13. Let's read verse 16.
16节、二十六节跟三十八节。
Verse 16, verse 26.And verse 38.
我们用中文先读一遍，然后请 Tony 弟兄、翻译弟兄用英文再带来我们念一遍。我们先读十三章十六节。
We first read it in Chinese, then in English.
保罗就站起来，举手说：“以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。”
Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said.Men of Israel and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me.
十三章第二十六节，弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人啊，这救世的道是传给我们的。
Verse 26, brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to you to us that this message of salvation has been sent.
然后最后一处我们读三十八节，所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。
Verse 38 Therefore my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you.
我们还是有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在你面前屈膝的敬拜。
Lord, we bow before you to worship you.
愿你的血遮盖我们。
May your blood cover us.
叫我们在这里靠着你的血，在你的面前把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
And through your blood, we can give you all praises and.
我借着我们的聚集，显明你是我们的主。
And you are our God.
显明你福音的大能。
And your grace.The power of your grace.
显明你教会的实际。
And the reality of your church.
我们虽多却是一个饼。
Even though we're many, there's only one bread.
我们是一颗的心，是以你的心以为心。
And we have one heart and the same attitude as you, Lord.
主啊，真是求你向我们亲自的说话。
Lord, speak to us.
我们把时间恭敬地交在你的手中。
We lift up this time to you.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
你是教会的头。
You are the head of the church.
你是万有的主。
You are the God of everything.
我们从深处敬拜你。
And we worship you from the deepest.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And prayed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
八月九号到八月二十三号。
August the 9th.To August 18th.
一共有十四天的时间。
There were 14 days.
我跟姊妹还有我们家最小的 Christina 跟一共有140多位弟兄姊妹从世界各处来到了去走那个保罗所走过的道路。
My family, Christina and we went to this journey thatPaul went through.
我们走过在这十四天的时间里面，如果弟兄姊妹有印象的话，或者你们可以从圣经的后面可以看到保罗的第一次旅程、第二次旅程、第三次旅程，甚至于他怎么从耶路撒冷到最后到了罗马，最后他在那里寻道。
In these 14 days, if you can also follow from the map, Paul's firstand second and third missionary journey and how he had gone from Jerusalem to Rome.
大部分的时间 我们知道在现在当初的大树跟就是保罗的出生的地点
From Tarsus, which is where Paul was born.
我们也到了那个叙利亚的安提阿。
And we went to Antioch in Syria.
我们知道在那个地方是门徒开始称为基督徒的地方。
And we know that that is where Christians were first named.
也是外邦人受到蒙到主的恩典，外邦人有教会的产生的地方。
And it was the place where Gentiles have their own church.
我们也访问了就走过那保罗三次旅游布道的那个足迹的所到的地方
and we went to all the places of the three missionary journeys
我们到过特比路斯德以哥念还有底西比的安提亚
we went to Derbe Perga and Pisidian Antioch
yes然后我们又到了这个走到保罗走到那个所谓的旷野的路到了别加
and we went to Perga
就是大家都知道那个叫做约翰的马可从那里就回去耶路撒冷的地方
that's where John Mark returned to Jerusalem
那弟兄们带我们去的时候就问我们说你们去看然后了解一下为什么马可离队不再往前走就回家去
and when we were there we were asked to visit and understand why John Mark returned to Jerusalem
这个地方都在现在土耳其的西边
and all this was in the western part of Turkey
然后我们又到了土耳其的东边去走访现在就是当时在小亚细亚的七个教会
and we also went to the eastern part of Turkey which is the seven churches in Asia Minor.
我们到了老底家去了解那个不冷不热的事。
And we went to Laodicea.
Yeah. 然后呢，我们也到了别加摩去看看所谓的撒旦的座位。
And we also went to see.
别加摩 yeah.
Pergamos to see the Satan's work.
Yeah. 我们也到了这个那个到了以弗所这个教会去看看那个时候你弟兄姊妹如果读圣经的话你就知道那个时候保罗在那里不是有个暴乱在那个戏院我们在那个戏院里面唱歌
and we also went to the church of Ephesus where at that time Paul was there and there were a riot
我们在那里唱一首诗歌是说无论何处我们都可以赞美
and we sang a hymn there and it was wherever we are we can praise God
我们也到了米利都的码头
and we also went to
Miletus因为这个地方弟兄如果读圣经的时候就是在使徒行传里面他告诉我们保罗在这个地方就把以弗所的长老都叫来在那边跟他们临别的话语
and this was where Paul gathered all the elders to say goodbye to them
我们后来也到了这个特罗亚
and then we went to
就是保罗他们从那里就从那边到了希腊
And that's where Paul left to go to Greece.
我们花了四个小时过边境。
It took us 4 hours to cross that border.
然后经过到了这个你加坡利，然后再从那边一直下来到经过帖撒罗尼迦，然后一直到了雅典。
And from there we went to Thessalonica and to Athens.
然后到了帖撒罗尼迦。然后之后我们又在雅典看完了以后我们又坐飞机到了在雅典的时候我们就看到那个当初保罗不是在那里有一个讲到那个卫士之神
There we went to from Athens we saw
the I know God 这一个他有一个 sermon 是讲到这一个信息
There was a sermon to know God
这个地方他讲保罗讲的地方就在那个地方叫做亚略巴谷
and this place was called
Areopagus.
Areopagus.
然后呢，我们就到了哥林多，也在哥林多的那个古城。
And from there we went to Corinthia.
我们也从那个地方。这个之前，对不起，我忘了讲一个，我们也坐船到了约翰的那一个被放逐的拔摩的海岛上。
And from there, we also went to by sea to the to the island of Patmos.
后来呢，我们就从那边到罗马，从雅典呢就坐飞机到了罗马，在罗马里面呢，我们就看到那个罗马的广场，就是罗马的市集，就保罗在那个时候在那个市集。
And from there we went to Rome.
Yeah, 我们到了罗马的那个 Forum, 就是或者它的 Market. 后来我们也去看那个竞技场，就是 the Colosseum. 然后也在看到那个基督徒的墓园。
And from there we went to to see the graveyard of the Christians.
我想这个的确不容易翻译。It's very hard for my brother here to translate it properly in those names in the city. 但是弟兄姊妹，我看到的都是废墟。
But brothers and sisters, all I see was desolate area.
我们经过的都是过去的历史。
It was past history.
我就觉得。有什么意思、
啊、And I wonder what is the meaning.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
在哥林多后书第十四章十八节说到。
And in First Corinthians, Second Corinthians,
4:18. 他说：“原来我们不是顾念所见的。
And we are not just to concern about what we see.”
他说我们不是在那里全神贯注在你一个目标，那个目标是你看得见的目标上。
And it is not focused on things that you can see.
他说我们是乃是顾念所不见的。
But we need to fix our eyes on what is unseen.
他说因为所见的是暂时的，看所不见的是永远的。
For what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal.
所以我们在这样的一个旅程的里面，在这样的废墟中行走，在这个历史过去的历史里面，我们一直在弟兄姊妹当中就有一个祷告，盼望那一个当时在保罗里面的灵也感动我们，叫我们看见那个看不见的。
And as we traveled through these desolate areas, we have a prayer that Paul's spirit would move us to see that is unseen.
也就是当初保罗所看见的。
And it is what Paul saw in those days.
也是保罗说的，说是说从叫我们从朽坏的当中，那都是废墟啊，那都是没有一个栋房子在一栋房子上面的。
From all the destructions, there wasn't a house that was standing.
然后看到那个不朽坏的。
To see that which is eternal.
所以我们今天这当然这里面有很多的行程，有很多的都在讲这一件不朽坏跟永远的。
So there is a lot of places that we've been that talks about what is unseen and eternal.
我就觉得今天就思想到保罗在这里走，他有一条路，我们也在人生中有一条路，基督徒的确是有一条路。
And today we're talking about Paul when he walked through, he had a way, and all of us who are Christians also has a way.
我们保罗走过这条路，我们今天走在他曾经走过的那个真正的路上。
And Paul had gone through this journey, and we're walking on the same path that he took.
也求主启示我们，叫我们在这样的经历里面，能够体验或者蒙启示光照，能够看见保罗所看见的。
And through this, we ask that God would show us, reveal to us what Paul saw in those days.
保罗在讲到他在米利都的时候。 跟他长老人讲话的时候，他讲了有一句话。
And Paul said to the elders in Miletus.
他是说，在如果你们要找的话，在使徒行传20:24。
And it's in Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
他说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，来证明神恩惠的福音。
He said, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me, the task of testifying the gospel of God's grace.
保罗要行完这一个路程。
Paul has to finish this race.
他只有一个心意，就是在这里要见证来那个神恩惠的福音。
He only has one goal, is to testify the gospel of God's grace.
那直到提摩太后书里面，当保罗最后的一封书信里面，他也讲在第四节里面讲了，他说那一个当美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And he also said that he had already finished. He fought the good fight and had finished the race.
所信的道我也守住了，此后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And I have kept the faith.And there is a store, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
那这个公义的冠冕是按照公义主审判的主，到了那个日子要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给那一凡爱慕他显现的人。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to those who long for his appearing.
保罗实在是有一条路。
And Paul has a way.
他有一条他人生走过的路。
And his way in life.
他的路就留在这一些古籍的里面，曾经他曾走过的地方。
And his way was left on this all these ancient history.
我们的主也有一条路。
Our Lord has his way.
他从天到地。
When he came from heaven.
他降卑，然后成为人的样子。
And humble himself to become man.
然后他走了地上33年的路。
And he walked on earth for 33 years.
然后他父神把他高举，他复活升到至高。
And our God lifted him up and raised him from death.
他还要回来。
He will come again.
我就想说，保罗在这里走的路里面，真是求主告也叫我们能够看见，保罗所走的这条路的目的，就是要来证明神恩惠的福音。
And the reason for Paul's way is to testify the gospel.Of God's grace,
就是耶稣基督的自己
and that is Jesus Christ Himself.
也是主自己所走过的路
and it's also the way that Jesus Christ has traveled.
就像刚刚弟兄带我们唱的那首诗歌一样
just like the hymn that brothers just led us to sing.
跟随羔羊的脚中行
to follow the footsteps of the Lamb of God.
所以说，我们今天说，我想只能讲一个例子，就是我在当时我们这旅程从。这个我们是坐车子的关系啊，坐的是冷气车，不是像保罗那样走路走。那样我今天还没有回来。
Today I want to talk about one example, and we rode on a bus, an air-conditioned bus, not like Paul in those days.
Yeah, 我们从大树这边，从到了比西底的，从叙利亚的安提亚到了大树，然后从这一边，从以哥念，从这边上去，一直到比西底的安提亚，然后再下来到了别加。
We went from
从大树
from Tarsus to
到了路斯德
to Lystra
以哥念
Iconium
然后到了比西底的安提亚
to Pisidian Antioch
然后再下来到别加。
And come south to Perga.
然后最后住在那个保罗离开的那个港口，叫做亚大利亚。
And went to the Italia.
3天。
3 days.
我们从到了比西底的安提亚的时候，那是在高山上面。
And when we were in Pisidian Antioch, it was in the mountains.
那弟兄姊妹有人说，哎呀，看着还有雪，下雪。
And we can see it snowing in the peak.
那都是穷山峻岭。
And it was very steep terrain.
很多的大山
Many,
并且是很险要的山
It's very steep.
然后呢，一直开车从比西利安家坐车，一直坐到别家。这一个从海拔5000英尺一直到达跟到了别家，别家跟这个海平面只有就是高一点点而已。
We came from up in the mountains about 5,000 feet above sea level from Pisidian Antioch to Perga, which is at about sea level.
那经过这个时候，中间有一个基利山口，一个山口。基利新山的山口。他们叫做基利大门。
And this passed through a mountain pass.
Betty 在那里照了一张相。
Betty took a picture there for.
我那天再去看的时候，我就说一夫当关，万夫莫敌。如果我一个人站在那里的话，这一个一口没有人可以过的。
And if I stand there by myself, nobody could pass that.
我不是说她胖了。
And I'm not saying that she is she's
我是说那个地形的险恶险要。
I'm saying that is a very strategic place.
那很多的高速公路啊，是开在悬崖峭壁的边上。
And a lot of the highways are built on the cliffs.
这一条路呢，一共是100英里，160公里。
And this road is about 100 miles, 160 kilometers.
我想，如果马可离开也不为过。
And I don't blame John Mark to leave.
当然这是我的讲法，圣经上没有讲是什么原因啊。
But that's just my thoughts. But I know.Bible didn't say why Mark left.
弟兄们在问为什么马可离开的时候，
When brothers asked why did Mark leave,
就是在别家在这个山脚下的时候啊，比西里的山的安提阿在山上面100英里。
And from Perga to Pisidian Antioch, there's 100 miles.
要约翰的马可是从别家山脚下就回去了，没有上去。
And John Mark did not go to the mountains. He left when he was at Perga.
我们是倒过来走，从山上坐下山下的。
We were coming the other direction from the mountains down to Perga.
我们说下来容易，上去更难。
We know that coming down is easy, going up is very difficult.
所以当弟兄姊妹在那里交通在商量马可为什么离开的时候。
So when we were discussing why Mark left,
我心里的疑问就是为什么保罗要去？
And I asked why did Paul go?
是什么叫保罗一定要上去到比西底的安提亚？
What caused Paul to have to go from Perga to Pisidian Antioch?
去经过这样艰难的路程。
Through this very harsh way.
保罗为什么要走？
Why did Paul go?
同样的，两个礼拜以前 ，Valerie Morris 的姊妹在这里跟我们一点交通。
In the same way, two weeks ago, Sister Valerie shared with us.
下午有弟兄姊妹问他，你将来要到哪里去
？And in the afternoon, brothers and sisters asked her, "Where are you going?"
她说她要回武昌。
She said she's going back to China.
他的弟兄在那里去世的地方。
That's where her husband died.
他跟弟兄们交通的时候，他用的是路德记。
And when she shared with brothers and sisters, she used Ruth.
如果你们大家记得路德记第一章16节那里怎么讲
？Do you remember Ruth chapter 1 verse 16? What did it say?
路德对拿阿米说。
Ruth said to Naomi,
不要催我回去不跟随你。
Don't tell me to leave you and not follow you.
你往哪里去我也往哪里去。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿。
Where you live, I will live.
你的国就是我的国。
Your nation is my nation.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
你在哪里死我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die.
也葬在那里。
And buried there.
除非死能叫我与你相离。
unless death will separate us.
为什么 Valerie 要回武昌去？
Why did Valerie go back to China?
你们有问过这个问题吗？
Did you ask yourself that question?
为什么保罗要从别家要走到比西底的安提亚去？
Why did Paul go from Perga to Pisidian Antioch?
上个礼拜丁老弟兄到我们当中。
Last week, Brother Ding was here.
他为什么一定要来到美中呢？
Why did he come to the Midwest?
他的腰痛在洛杉矶七月份开在西岸聚会的时候就已经发生了。
His back pain started back in July in the West Coast.
一个偶然的机会，我们到他房间去。
It was by chance that we sat
七月份的时候
in his room in July
就看到他一大堆的叫什么这个 Salon Pass 什么的
and
就是贴着膏药
we saw a bunch of medication for
他从澳洲来
pain killing.
澳洲的弟兄们在姊妹们在他房间里把他的东西床垫拿出来因为他要睡硬板子
He came from Australia and his brothers and sister had removed his mattress because he had to sleep on hard surface.
我们找他的时候是要问他的 schedule, 就是他的机票的来这里 Kansas City 的时间。
We asked him about his schedule to come to Kansas City.
结果呢在这个时候我们看到这样的一个光景。
And we saw this situation.
弟兄就跟我们讲。
And Brother Ding told us.
他说我是从主手里领受的这个腰痛
He said this pain I received from the Lord
主的美意本是如此
The Lord has his reason
我们也不明白
We don't understand
这个等到我们到了土耳其这一层在外面的时候
And when we were traveling in Turkey,
有几位弟兄是曾经陪着他走过，从了西岸聚会以后走到这个多伦多，然后到了Richmond.
The brothers that accompanied him to Toronto and then to Richmond, Virginia.
就有消息，我们在土耳其的时候，消息过来说，可能有弟兄年长弟兄劝他。把所有的 trip 把后面所有的行程都取消
and we heard when we were in Turkey that some brothers and sisters advised him to cancel all the trips
我们就从土耳其打电话请 Ellen 打电话给丁弟兄
and from Turkey we asked Ellen to call Brother Ding
你来不来
are you coming
来
he said yes
那这一次他住在我们家里面
And this time he stayed with us.
我们心里就问他，你为什么还要到美中来？
And so we asked him, why did you come to the Midwest?
他弟兄交通用哥林多后书十二章十七节第七节。
And brothers, our brothers he shared with us 2 Corinthians chapter
12.
Verse 7.
他说是说是免得我过于自高
So that I would not be overestimate myself.
神允许撒旦的差役攻击我
And let the Satan attack me.
有一根刺在我的肉体上
And there is a thorn on my body.
免得我自高
So that I'd be proud.
82岁
He is 82.
背痛
And he has a back pain.
为什么他一定要走这一条路？
Why did he have to walk this way?
为什么 Valerie 姊妹一定要走这一条路？
Why did Valerie has to walk that way?
为什么保罗一定要走别家到比西底的安提亚这条路？
Why did Paul have to go from Perga to Pisidian Antioch?
保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们第九章第二十四节。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
他说我们这条路啊，好像在那里赛跑。
He said that this way is like a race, a runner running a race.
他说这个赛跑啊，你们也要这样子跑。
And if you're running a race, you have to run.
这个跑是为了什么？他说赛跑场上赛跑呢，就是有一个人会得奖赏。
And to run the race, there's only one person who gets the prize.
你们也这样的跑，好的，你们得奖赏。
And you are run in such a way to get a prize.
等到事后你记得他在提摩太后书在讲的说，我跑当跑路，我已经跑完了，其后有一个公义的冠冕要为我存留。
And in 2 Timothy, he tells us that he has finished the race and that there is a crown of righteousness in store for him.
他跑不是没有目标的。
And when he is running, he has a goal.
保罗又举一个例子，就是说像这个教力竞争呢，就是 compete with the game.
And he is competing in a race.
那在这个时候呢，他说这个时候呢，却要经过严格的训练的。
And he said that you have to be trained.
他说诸事都要有节制的。
And everything you have to have control.
这可是呢，他这个诸事要虽然这样训练，但是呢，他们得到的呢，不过是要会能够坏的冠冕。
And all they're doing is they're getting a crown that does not last.
他说我们要得到的却是不能够坏的冠冕。
And the thing that we get is a crown that will last.
所以他说他我们奔跑啊，不是没有方向的。
And when we're running, we're not running aimlessly.
是有个方向的。
There is a direction.
是一个奖赏。
There is a reward.
可是那个奖赏是谁啊？
What is the reward?
为他公义冠冕，为我存留。
And that is a crown of righteousness.
你记得保记得说，他说人没有信呢，就不能够到神的面前来。
And if we do not have faith, we cannot come before God.
凡来到神面前呢，是他把自己给他们。
And when we come before God, God gave himself to us.
所以保罗见证这个基督的福音啊，见证这个神恩惠的福音啊，就是见证他得到基督，他在基督里。
And this testimony of Paul is that he got this Christ himself.
他不是情感上的。
It is not emotion.
也不是属于这个有什么得到真实的好处的。
And it is not about some good things.
是会朽坏的，但是他要得到那不朽坏的冠冕。
And he wanted this crown that would last forever.
所以说，他说。并且他说我斗拳呢。
And he's saying I'm fighting.
他不是空打空气，他没有目标嘛，就乱打了。
And it's not like a man beating the air.
他是为了得到那个，他是需要经过，为了要去争去跑，所以他就需要去接受这样子的一个试炼。
And it's because he is running that he is ready to receive this testing.
有一天丁弟兄吃饭的时候突然讲了一句话。
One day, Brother Ding, when we were at lunch, he said this.
他说信心经过试验呢，比金子还要宝贵。
And he said our faith through trials is more important than gold, more precious than gold.
保罗在这里在人生的道路上，虽然他是有定向，他虽然不是打空气，他是有目标。有方向的，也有规则的。
And in Paul's life, he is not running aimlessly. He has a direction. He has a goal.
保罗所受的严格的训练，他说什么
？And he had a very strict training. And what did he say?
你们要效法我。
And you have to you have to follow me as an example.
就像我效法了基督一样。
And it's like following Jesus' example.
他的学习。他的严格的训练的学习就是在基督里学习。
And his strict training is training in Christ Jesus.
所以说今天但是保罗并不是因为这样子就完了，所以我们走了这么多的点，这么多的路，从土耳其到了希腊又到了罗马，然后走了他第一次第二次第三次，甚至他寻到的这个路程。
And Paul did not just end there. We followed all his footsteps through the first, second and third missionary journey.And also his journey to Rome.
我就发现到，从圣经上告诉我们，保罗实在是非常的软弱的。
And Paul was very weak.
他不仅仅是肉体上软弱的。
Not only in flesh.
所以有一个路加医生陪着他。
So that, that's why Luke was following him.
他在这里教训加拉太，告诉加拉太 的弟兄们说，说这个讲到律法的事情，他也为了这件事情带了提多回到耶路撒冷去。
And he was telling the brothers at the Galatia that he took Titus back
to
Jerusalem.
但是等到他到了监阁里的时候，他去剃头，那个剃头就是回到旧约那个拿西尔人的那个意思。
And in Jerusalem, he shaved his head according to the laws in Nazarene.
回到旧约的律法的规条的里面。
He returned to the laws.
可是他在加拉太书里面却告诉他说：“我稀奇你们这么快就离开了，去从别的福音。”
And in Galatians, he told the brothers at Galatia he was concerned that they would quickly have turned to other gospel.
他回到耶路撒冷的时候，雅各也跟他讲话。
And when he was in Jerusalem, James talked to him.
他也带了四个人一起去献祭。
And he brought four people to make offering.
所以就保罗来讲，但是事后就保罗来讲，他可能就把人又带回到所谓的犹太教的基督徒当中。
But Paul really brought them back into Judaism.
难道说保罗很刚强吗？
Is Paul very strong?
他是真的有看，他是有看见。
He definitely has a vision.
他实在是看到异象。
He saw the vision.
他自己也告诉我们，他曾经被带到三重天上去。
He told us he was brought up to the third heaven.
这都是在他开始旅行以前，走这条道路以前。
And that was before he made those missionaries.
神就已经在装备他。
The Lord was already preparing him.
但是，亲爱弟兄姊妹，这一条道路在保罗身上所显现的，却是渐渐的长大。逐渐的成熟到
and this was Paul was becoming was growing up in this way and he was becoming more mature.
所以你看他到腓立比书他就说，他说第三章第十二节
in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13,
他说这不是说我已经得着了。
And he said, brothers, it's not considered myself to have taken hold of it.
我已经完全了。
That I am perfect.
我是乃是竭力的追求
that I am straining to ahead
或者可以得着耶稣基督所以要得着我的
so, and that is to get what Jesus Christ is want us to have
他说了只有一件事情
there's only one thing
他说我跑的时候
when I run
就是忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑
that I forget what is behind and straining forward
要得耶稣神在耶稣基督里从上头来招我的奖赏
to win the prize for which God had called me heavenward
他说所以啊我们当中啊你们如果有些很完全人啊你们在什么事上也要存这样的心嘛
and
也这样跑嘛
For those of you who are mature, you should take the same view and run in the same way.
如果你是存别的样的心呢?
If you have other hearts,
神还是会指示你这样，因为这是神的心意。
And if you think differently, God too will make it clear to you.
他不是一步登天啊。
He did not step up to heaven in one step.
他不是领了，看到异象以后，他就可以为主做工吗？
He did not just see the vision and then start working.
他要让这一位耶稣基督做工在他的身上，好叫他能为主与神同工。
So that he can let Christ work in him, and he can co-work with Christ.
可是然后保罗在那里在腓立比书讲的，他说：“然而呢，他说我们到了什么地步呢，就照着什么地步来行。”
And we will live up to what we have already attained.
弟兄姊妹，在这条路上。你我现在在哪里
and in this path where are we
要怎么去走
how do we walk
我们当然在这个比西里的安提亚的时候这样的一个险峻的环境其实那个环境是几个大山呢、啊、隔开的这样子然后中间呢就是有干的河床
and in this Pisidian Antioch there is a couple of big mountains and in the middle there is a dried riverbed
他说一下雨啊这个河床就淹水
And once it rains, this riverbed would flood.
保罗要从这个别家要走上去，走到比西底的安提亚去。
And Paul has to go from Perga to Pisidian Antioch.
他在哥林多书里面就告诉我们，有许许多多的危险。
And in Corinthians, he tells us that there is a lot of danger.
他说屡次行远路啊，遭到江河的危险。
And many times in his journey, he faces the flooding.
他讲到盗贼的危险。
And faces danger of thieves.
他自己同族人的危险。
And also people who are with him.
The own countrymen. 然后呢，然后讲到外邦人的危险。
And danger from the Gentiles.
不要忘记，神托付他是叫他到外邦人传道，但是他在外邦人有危险。
And don't forget, the Lord sent him to the Gentiles, and he has danger with the Gentiles.
在城里的危险。
And danger in the city.
在旷野的危险。
A danger in the wilderness.
在海中的危险。
A danger in the sea.
还有假弟兄的危险。
And danger of the false brothers.
他说我受劳碌啊，受困苦啊，好多次不能睡，又饿又渴。
And I was tired and sorrow, and many times I was tired and hungry and thirsty.
有好多时候也不能吃，没有的吃，又受寒冷。
And sometimes I don't have food to eat and faces the cold.
有的时候还赤身露体，没得穿呢。
Sometimes I was naked, had nothing to wear.
他说除了这些事情啊，还有一件事情，就是为了众教会挂心的事。
And other than that, I have to worry about all the churches.
天天压在他的身上。
It was a burden on him every day.
这是他所处的一个外在的环境。
And that's his outside and this environment.
不错，他后来告诉在腓立比说，他说那靠着加给我学了一个秘诀，那靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能行。
And in Philippians, he tells us that through the one who can give me strength, I can do all things.
基督是他的力量。
And Christ is his strength.
那今天在这样的一个环境里面，当我们走到比西底的安提亚的时候，
And today in this environment, when we're going to the Pisidian Antioch,
等我走到下面到别家的时候，
When we go down to Perga,
当我思想为什么保罗要上去的时候，
When I thought about why Paul has to go up,
我突然想到一件事情。
Suddenly I thought of something.
你记得主带了彼得跟几个门徒到了腓立比的，就是那个最高黑门山的地方，我一下忘掉那个名字。该撒利亚的腓立比。
And remember that Jesus took his disciples up to Caesarea.
在那个地方，他问门徒一句话。
And there, Christ asked his disciples.
你们说我是谁？
Who do you say I am?
最后彼得说：“你是基督，是神圣神的儿子。”
Finally, Peter said, "You are Christ. You are the Son of God."
他就说：“这个。”我要把我的教会建到这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And Jesus said, I will build my church on this rock, and Hades will not overcome it.
我就想到主要把他带到那个上面去。
And the Lord want to bring him up to the mountain.
To the 高处。
To the high mountain.
你知道人在高处的时候啊，所看的东西不一样。
You know when people what you see when you're in a high place is not the same.
我记得我年就是说在年轻的时候。
When I was young.
我跟我弟带我弟弟去出去看游行。
I took my brother to see a parade.
他很矮。
And he was very short.
那个时候很小嘛。
Because he was young.
我们看完了以后回家，我妈妈就问我弟弟说：“怎么样，哥哥带你出去玩，看到很好看的吗？”
My mother, when we came back, asked him, "What did you see? Are you see a lot of things?"
他很生气啊。
He was very mad.
什么都没看见。
I didn't see anything.
看到人家屁股。
All I see was the people's back.
他 他矮，你知道吗？
Because he was short.
他在人堆里面看，看不见，我都没有知道，我也没有体会到他，他说他没看见。
I did not think of him. I didn't know that he didn't see anything.
有的时候还好臭。
And it was very stinky.
我们在低处的时候，有的时候好臭。
And when we are in the low places, that sometimes it.
有的时候你真的没有看见。
And we did not see anything.
神把我们带到属天的地位。
And the Lord lift us up to bring us up to heaven.
神把彼得、把保罗带到属天的地位。
He brought Paul to heavenward.
神把你我带到属天的地位。
And God bring us to heavenward.
他说你是属天的国民。
That we belong to heaven.
与基督一同藏在神里面。
And that we are all in God.
在高处他看见了。
In the high places they see.
从他的刚刚我们念的那个哥林使徒行传第十三章里面，那是他有记录的第一篇信息。
And just now we read Acts chapter 13. That is his first message recorded.
他在那里看到，他看到什么？刚刚我们念的三段。
And what did we see? What did Paul say?
如果他今天通通转在所谓犹太人当中的话，他看到的就是犹太人。
If he was just going among the Jews, then today he would only see the Israelites.
然后他被带到从他得救以后然后被从大马色就带到了这个安提阿，然后带到阿拉伯的旷野，后来又带到大马色，好像就最后回到耶路撒冷。
And after Paul was saved, he was brought from Damascus to Antioch, and from there to the Arabian deserts, and back to Antioch, and finally to.
他被带到外邦人里面。
He was brought into the Gentiles.
他如果就在外邦里面转的话，他也在那里传福音，他就在外邦人传福音就是了。
And if he was just going around with the Gentiles, then all he would do would be preaching to the Gentiles.
当他被带到高处的时候
，But when he was brought up to the
神的救赎不仅仅犹太人，也有外邦人。
And you see that the Savior is not only on the Jews but also on the Gentiles.
他站保罗到了底西底的安提亚，要释放一篇信息。
And brought up him up to Pisidian to give this message.
他一开始就说
，The first thing he said,
以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。
He said, "Men of Israel and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me."
这个敬畏神的人，在当时我们就知道哥尼流那个意大利营的那个百夫长啊。他其实是个外邦人得救，当时的环境的确有这样的外邦人归附在犹太的教的里面。
The Gentiles who worship God, those are like Cornelius, who is the centurion, and he is a Gentile.
他们被称为敬虔的人，敬畏神的人。
And they were called people who fear God.
他们实在是外邦人。
And they are Gentiles.
保罗站在那里说，以色列人和一切敬畏神的人。
And Paul said there, men of Israel and you Gentiles who worship God.
到了二十六节，他说：“弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人呐、啊，这个救世的道是传给你们的，传给我们的。”
And in verse 26, he said, "Brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent."
他叫你知道当时的时候，如果犹太人当中大家叫 brother 没有问题的。
And you know, among the Jews, you call them brothers, and that's not any problem.
我在台湾的时候做过那个张老师，就是帮助不良少年，什么意思？就是那个。
And when I was in Taiwan, I taught some delinquent children.
那些年轻人呢，不良的在一起，就是说那些年轻人在一起的时候。他们彼此称为叫做我们是哥们。
And they call themselves brothers.
对，志同道合在一起可以叫 brother.
And if you are together, yes, you can call them brothers.
这个到了，你知道有一句话叫做“四海之内皆兄弟”吗？
There's a saying in Chinese, within the four seas, you can call each other brothers.
你也可以胸襟很大叫大家 brother。
And you can be very generous and call others brothers.
但是这里的保罗在这里称，当他讲这番信息的时候，他说：“弟兄们。”
And here, brothers, when Paul was talking, giving this message, he said, brothers.
一个血缘才能够成为弟兄。
Coming from the same blood, you can call brothers.
都是基督的宝血。
It's through the blood of Christ.
一主一信一喜一神。
One Lord, one baptism, one faith.
One God. 弟兄们。
Brothers.
教会。你看到吗？他看见教会。一个灵进成一个身体。
And they saw this church, through one spirit, it's one baptism.
所以他事后才后来才讲，他说我从前以肉体来认过你们，但是我今天再也不敢了。
And he said, before I recognized you through the flesh, but today I would not dare.
因为所有的人在基督里，只要在基督里，他就是新人。
Because all who are in Christ is a new man.
不分希利尼人，不分犹太人。
Regardless of whether it's Jew or Gentile.
不是管你是自主的或者为奴的。
Whether you're a master or a slave.
不管是男是女。
Or male or female.
不管你是做老板的或者做仆人
的，
所以我不敢再这样子认你。
So I do not dare.
他不敢这样 recognize 他们这样子是分开来的。
They cannot recognize them as separate.
他真的在这里讲到说，因一人，他知道亚当，他旧约很熟，因一人受罪，众人都是罪，都成罪。
And through one.Sin comes through one man, and all have sinned.
但因为一人的义行，就是我们耶稣基督他在十字架上所成就的，却都能够成义。
But through one man, Jesus, Christ, who died on the cross, all becomes righteous.
哎呀，我就想到说，保罗被拔高到那里，他必须要上去，要到比西底的安提亚去，然后在那个高处的时候，他能够看见，不是分的，所以他能够讲出来说，弟兄们。亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神呢，他讲到说这一个救世的道是传给你们的，传给我们的。
And Paul has to go up to Pisidian, where from above he can see that nothing is separated. That's why he can say, brothers, children of Abraham, and you God fearing Gentiles, that this message was sent to you.
这个 message,
this message,
这个道
thisThis word,
道成肉身
the word became man,
已经送给你了
and to give as a gift to you.
如果我们有时间的时候，仔细去看这一篇信息的时候，你就看到他把他们的实际的光景讲得非常非常的清楚。
If you have time, if you look at this message in detail, you would see that this message is very clear.
这一篇信息是他的第一篇有记录的信息。
And this message was the first message, Paul's first recorded message.
也许所有以后的信息都是这样的信息。
And then all message after that was the same message.
他跟哥林多教会的人讲说，在你们当中我不知道别的，只知道基督与他的十字架。
And he told the Corinthians that among you I do not know anything but the Lord and his cross.
他所以能够看见，他所以被拔高，所以要到比西里的安提亚，能够把这样的一篇信息送到各处去。
And because he can go up to Pisidian and he can deliver this message.
他说后来又说，他说弟兄们呢，他不再分，没有再讲提以色列人，也不再提这个所谓的亚伯拉罕的子孙，也不再提他们中间敬畏神的，他只讲说弟兄们呢。
And after that, he just said, brothers, and he does not distinguish whether it was Gentiles or Jews.
你们要晓得这个赦罪的道是由这个人传给你们的。
And he said, I want you to know that through Jesus Christ, this forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you.
赦罪的道。
This forgiveness.
救世的道。
Is the word.
是谁呢？
Who is that?
他说，他是基督。
He is Christ.
这一个基督呢，我们仔细读的话，就是基督。然后这个呢，在他没有来以前呢，有施洗约翰传悔改的洗礼的时候呢，已经在告诉我他不是基督，他为他解鞋带他都不配的。
And this Christ, before that, we have John the Baptist who came to proclaim that he is not Christ.
他怎么去赦罪呢？
How can he forgive sin?
原来他要去挂，从他们看到的吗？他从他木挂的，把他挂在木头上，然后把他木头取下，把他们放在墓穴里。
And when he was hung on the cross, they took his body down and put him in a tomb.
然后这个神却叫他从死里复活。
And God called him to rise from the dead.
他说那个从加利利从他一起到耶路撒冷的人，很多人都看见他，多日的看见他了。
And a lot of people who came with him from Galilee saw him.
我也今天报这个好消息给你们。
And today I give this gospel to you.
这是赦罪的道。
And this is the forgiveness.
这是那一个救赎的话。
And this is the salvation.
他讲的就是基督。
And that is Christ Jesus.
他经历的自己，他虽然有这样的道，但是他必须要经过这样的，同样的这样子，从卑微升到高升，被拔高，让他能够成为属天的，让他能够看见，能够经历他所要传的道。
And he has to rise from humility up to the high places so that he can see and give this word.
很奇妙的另外一件事情。
And one thing that's very wonderful.
我一直以为保罗真了不起，也是真的这样，他能够这样的。能够走上去，能够这样的传福音，能够走几次。但是我们在比西底的安提阿的时候，弟兄们说，你们去找一样东西。他说那边呢有一块石碑，就挖出来的一个碑，上面写着释囚保罗的名字。
And we always think that Paul was great and that he went up to Pisidian, but brothers asked us when we were there to look for a tombstone.With Paul's name.
不是 tombstone, 就是一个碑，就是一块石头，因为在那个时候。
A sign with his.
释囚保罗，就是
He's a prisoner.
就是保罗在居比路的时候，去跟加拿跟这个巴拿巴去传福音，在居比路岛，他刚刚下来。你们知道保罗第一次走的时候，他从下面走海路上去，然后到了那个岛上，在岛楼上他有一个方舶，就是一个方舶在那个岛上面，那个岛保那个方舶的名字就叫释囚保罗。
When he was in his first missionary journey, he came from went to
Cyprus. Cyprus. 他在那个地方的时候，那里有一个人叫做释方伯，名字叫做释囚保罗，叫做Sagers.
There was an official there.
Yeah, he's an official. 他就是他一个 proconsul.
Proconsul.
Yeah, 是个总督。那这个总督是罗马的元老院的 Senate 来授权给他的。
And he was given the power by the Romans.
我主要强调就是说，我当时就问弟兄说，咦，释囚保罗不是居比路的，就是的这个方伯吗？怎么会在比西底的安提阿会有他的一块牌子呢？
The point I want to stress is, well, he was a proconsul. How come that he has this sign, this stone in Pisidian Antioch?
所以我在想说，真的是奇妙啊。
And I say that is very strange.
那证明说这一个 proconsul 在居比路的 proconsul 是罗马任命的官呢，他在比西里的安提亚，他是有财产的，他是有家属的。
And this proconsul, he has properties in Pisidian Antioch.
你看到神怎么为圣灵怎么为保罗开路吗？
And you can see how the Holy Spirit has opened a way for Paul.
是保罗自己真的愿意能够走上去这条路吗？
Is Paul alone through his own effort can he go up to Pisidian Antioch?
我们在弟兄姊妹当中就交通就讲到说，
And we were sharing among the brothers and sisters.
保罗说不定因为释囚保罗得到这个福音了，得到主的道了。
And maybe this proconsul after he had received,
他也希望他的家人得救。
He hoped that his family also received the salvation.
就很像我们许多当中从国内来的弟兄姊妹，你在这里得救了，你总希望你爸爸妈妈得救，家人得救。
It's like the brothers and sisters here. After you're saved, you want to your family.
我们就为他祷告。
And then we pray.
这个冯牧师要去的时候，或者林弟兄要去的时候，就请他去看一看他们。
And then when Brother Feng and Brother Lin, when they go back to China to go see you, visit you.
我们以为我们要把福音传到中国去。
And we think that we are proclaiming the gospel to China.
神早就事先预备在这里。
But God has already prepared.
你知道这意思吗？神已经在居比路的时候就已经预备了一个得救的人。
And God has already prepared somebody in Cyprus.
这个人有权柄。
And he has power.
他有关系。
And he has relationship.
他可能有这样的一个让保罗能够带着这个福音，他所得到福音也能够传到他的家人的身上。
And through a person like this, that he could allow the gospel to be preached.
有托付的人，他是一个受托付的人。
He's one that is authorized.
所以我总觉得在整个的过程的里面，在整个的保罗的行踪的里面，
and through this journey, Paul's journey,
实在他是在见证那个活在保罗所教见证深恩惠的福音，就是他里面那个活着的基督。
And that he is testifying the gospel of God's grace, and that is Jesus Christ in him.
他自己的心意也一直更新、被更新、被变化，叫他的心意能够以基督的心为心。
And in him, his mind has been renewed, that he has the same attitude as.
让他体贴神的心意。
So that he could be, he could follow Jesus.
在整个的过程中，其实他在这里告诉设立教会、建立弟兄、去兼顾弟兄姊妹。
Through this process, he can strengthen brothers and sisters.
其实他自己是也被主来兼顾，他在主面前也被长大。
But also at the same time, he is being strengthened and he is growing up.
感谢赞美主，给我们一个机会去。
And praise the Lord that I have this chance to go.
是一个 study tour.
It's a study tour.
这个有许多年，有几位年长弟兄去。
There were a couple of elderly brothers and sisters.
他们最后的到最后末了的时候，他说他们讲到说老兵不，他不说老兵不死。
And he didn't say the old soldiers did not die.
他说老兵不朽。
And he said the old soldiers that doesn't fail.
你不要以为我们老了。
So don't think that we're old.
不是年龄的问题。
It's not about age.
我们肉体虽然一天一天的朽坏。
Even though our body is decaying every day.
但是我们内心却一天新似一天。
But our heart is renewed every day.
我们所顾念的不是眼前的。
What we are concerned about is not what is seen.
乃是顾念那看不见的。
It's about that which is unseen.
看得见的是暂时的。
What is seen is temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
What is unseen is everlasting.
愿神能够把他今天自己想交通的话放在弟兄姊妹的心。
May the Lord put His own words in your heart.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
Let's 大家一同站立唱诗679首。We'll stand and sing hymn 679.